Many blessings to all and welcome to your journey in faith with the Reverend Dr. Amos Chewachom. Our text for reflection is Luke 1, 18 to 25, the Gospel according to St. Luke chapter 1, verse 18 to 25. Zachariah asked the angel, "How can I be sure of this? I am an old man, and my wife is well on in years." The angel said to him, "I am Gabriel. I stand in the presence of God, and I have been sent to speak to you and to tell you this good news. And now you will be silent and not be able to speak until the day this happens, because you did not believe my words, which will come true at their appointed time." Meanwhile, the people were waiting for Zachariah and wondering why he stayed so long in the temple. When he came out, he could not speak to them. They realized he had seen a vision in the temple, for he kept making signs to them but remained unable to speak. When his time of service was completed, he returned home. After this, his wife Elizabeth became pregnant and for 5 months remained in seclusion. "The Lord has done this for me," she said. "In these days he has shown his favor and taken away my disgrace among the people." My theme is, "It sounds too good to be true." It sounds too good to be true. My dear friends, God makes really amazing promises, but sometimes we have a hard time believing them because they seem too good to be true. We don't want to get our hopes up and then end up disappointed if things don't work out. In Luke 1, 18 to 25, there is a story about Zachariah and Elizabeth that shows us how God is always good and faithful to keep his word. It encourages us not to doubt or give up on what he has promised. Zachariah was an experienced priest who found it hard to believe God's promise of a son. He thought it sounded like too good of news. We often doubt what God promises, especially when we have had tough experiences and struggles in life that make us think there is no hope for our future. My dear friends, this text teaches us to be patient and trust that God is always faithful. It shows us that it is important to trust in God and wait patiently for his plan. Even though Zachariah and Elizabeth had trouble having children before, things worked out when the time was right. This reminds me of what Joseph said in Genesis 50:20 about how even if people try to do bad things, God can turn them into good. Our challenge is to wait for God's timing, even though we might be impatient. We need to trust that God keeps his promises, no matter how amazing they seem. There are 2 questions for reflection. Number 1, when faced with promises that seem too good to be true, how do we handle our doubts and fears? Number 2, how can we cultivate patience and trust in God's timing, especially when our past experiences attempt to dictate our expectations? Heavenly Father, we come before you with hearts burdened by doubts and fears, often hesitant to fully embrace the goodness of your promises. Teach us, Lord, to taste and see that you are good, to trust in your faithfulness even when our past experiences try to dictate our expectations. Grant us the patience to wait to wait on your perfect timing and the assurance that your promises never fail. Renew our minds, wash away past hurts, and allow us to dream again. In the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord, we pray. Amen. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be and abide with us all, now and forevermore. Amen.